Chapter 3. After King Benjamin had said all these things to his people, he sent out a message, asking his people if they believed what he taught them. And they all cried out with one voice, saying, "Yes, we believe everything you've taught us. And we know these things are true because of the Spirit of the Lord Omnipotent, which has caused a big change in our hearts. We're not inclined to do evil anymore, but rather want to continually do good. We, through God's infinite goodness and the manifestations of His Spirit, can clearly envision what's to come. And, if necessary, we could even prophesy about all of it. And it's our faith in the things our King has taught us that's given us this valuable knowledge which makes us rejoice. We're willing to enter into a covenant with God, promising to obey His commandments and do His will for the rest of our lives. We don't want to cause ourselves the never-ending torment described by the angel, nor do we want to incur God's anger." Now these are the words King Benjamin hoped to hear from them. Therefore he told them, "You've said the words I wanted to hear, and the covenant you've made is a righteous covenant. Now, because of the covenant you've made, you'll be called the sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. Today, He has spiritually begotten you. You've said your hearts have changed through faith in His name. As a result, you're born of Him and have become His sons and daughters. You're now free under His wings, and there's no other Savior under whose wings you can be sheltered. There's no other name given through which salvation comes. Therefore, all of you who have made the covenant with God to be obedient for the remainder of your lives, take upon yourselves the name of Christ. Those who do this will be found at the right hand of God and will answer to the name of Christ. However, anyone who doesn't answer to the name of Christ will have to answer to some other name and will be found on God's left hand. I want to remind you that I provided you with a name that should never be erased except through transgression. Therefore, please be careful not to transgress, so that the name remains in your hearts. Remember to always keep the name of God in your hearts. This way you won't be found on His left hand, but rather you'll hear and recognize the voice He uses to call you forth and the name He'll use to call you. Indeed, how can a person recognize a master they haven't served, a stranger who's far from the thoughts and intents of their heart? Also, would someone take their neighbor's donkey and keep it? No, they wouldn't even let it feed among their flocks. They would drive it away and remove it. Therefore, I tell you that it will be the same for you if you don't know the name used to call you. Thus, I want you to be firm and immovable, always filled with good works, so Christ, the Lord God Omnipotent, can seal you as His own. This way, you can be brought to heaven and have everlasting salvation and eternal life through the wisdom, power, justice, and mercy of Him who created all things in heaven and on earth, who is God above all. Amen.